Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1055. A Mindful Eating Ritual by Melanie Schweder of abrighterwild.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. And if you want some extra inspiration in your life, come by our Instagram profile. You can search for Old Podcast on Instagram to find us, and we'll be doing some book giveaways there soon, too. Now, it's the middle of the week, it's Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I wanted to provide you with some inspiration. Now, today's inspirational quote was one that really struck me. It was because it reminded me of a conversation I had with my supervisor a while back. I had received the results of my scheduled performance evaluation, and I was meeting with one of my superiors to discuss it. Now, this is standard practice. I wasn't in trouble or anything. But near the end of our discussion, I said to them, "I hope I can continue to make you proud." And their response to me was so perfect. They said, "Don't worry about making me proud. Make yourself proud." And it was like at that moment, I was struck by lightning. In that instant, it completely transformed the way I saw what I do and why I do it. Now, every time I respond to a student's email or deliver a lecture or plan my course syllabi, I think, will this make me proud? Believe it or not, that's not actually the inspirational quote I wanted to share with you. But this whole situation reminded me of an inspirational quote that I just so happened to encounter. So here we go. Quote, "Never mind what others do. Do better than yourself. Beat your own record from day to day. And then you are a success." William J.H. Butker. All right, and with that, let's get right to our post today as we optimize your life. A Mindful Eating Ritual by Melanie Schweder of abrighterwild.com. When it comes to food, many of us have a whole host of complicated feelings. In our culture, food has a lot of baggage, weighed down by moralistic judgments and addictive dynamics. We've all been separated into camps based upon our food choices, pitting us against each other in a battle over body image, weight, health, environmentalism, and other serious subjects. It's no wonder that so many people rush through their meals, trying not to think too much about what they're eating or where it came from. We have a very sad disconnect from our food and our mealtimes, and this only contributes to our feelings of emptiness. There will probably always be strong opinions about food in our society, but we can choose to what extent we will allow other people's food politics to affect our personal choices. Getting stuck in the moralistic mindset around eating not only deprives us from the joy and pleasure that is inherent to food, but it also takes us out of the present moment. And when we eat in a disassociated state, we lose touch with our signals of satiety. We often overeat or undereat. We reduce our ability to digest properly, and we may contribute to inflammation and stress within the body. Learning to eat mindfully is a practice, and one that isn't encouraged much these days. We leave little room in our lives for preparing and savoring food. We eat on the run. We eat in the car. We eat while distracted by our phones or computers or TV. We eat at our office desk. Collectively, we do anything and everything to avoid being fully present and connected with our food. But we can change that. Eating mindfully used to be the norm before the industrial age, before convenience and packaged foods, and before work became a priority. Much of our ancestors' time was devoted to food, gathering it, preparing it, cooking it, serving it, and savoring it. There were no distractions. Their digestion was likely strong and steady. They probably didn't have body image problems or extreme diets or fitness trends. They understood the beautiful, valuable life force that was available to them through their food, and they consumed it with gratitude. While we may never be able to recreate an ancestral meal exactly, we can practice rituals of mindful eating, and this may start a ripple effect, allowing us to see our food with new eyes. Mindful eating has many roots in the Buddhist tradition, and these types of rituals will help you develop your meditative skills and sensory abilities. This ritual will also help you release some negative beliefs or patterns around food. Materials needed for this ritual. 1. A simple piece of food that you really love. A piece of fruit, a piece of chocolate, or a cookie perhaps. 2. A quiet place to sit and savor. Instructions for this ritual. 1. Find a place for this ritual where you can sit down comfortably and won't be disturbed. Turn off all distractions. Set your food on a clean plate or in a clean bowl in front of you. Bonus points for breaking out your most beautiful dishes for this practice. 2. Close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths. Optional. Do the closing the circuit breath exercise. 3. Give thanks for the food in front of you. Think about where it came from and all the things that had to happen to get it to your plate today. Think about the sun, the rain, the soil, and all other resources it required to grow that food, and all the people who were part of the chain bringing this food to you. You may express your gratitude silently or aloud. 4. With your eyes still closed, pick up the piece of food. Turn it over in your hands. Notice the texture and sensation. Make observations about the shape, the feel, and the size of that piece of food. 5. Open your eyes and take in the sight of your food. Really getting close here. Notice the tiny details on every inch of your food. Appreciate the structure, pattern, the color, and the beauty. 6. Next, bring it up to your nose. Inhale the scent of this food. Notice the subtle smells as you move it back and forth under your nose. 7. Next, you may cut, break, or otherwise prep your piece of food. Pay special attention to the sounds. Notice what it sounds like as it is being opened, sliced, or pulled apart. 8. Now, slowly bring the food up to your lips. Notice if you are feeling especially hungry or if you are salivating at the idea of eating it. Notice if you want to rush here and just pop it in your mouth. But go as slowly as possible. Let it touch your lips, feeling the sensations there. Then, gently take one small bite. Hold it in your mouth, moving it around with your tongue. Gently chew, noticing the flavors and sounds as you do so. After a moment or two of this, swallow your bite. See if you can feel it travel down your esophagus and into your stomach. Rest for a moment, and repeat until the food is gone or you feel finished. 9. Clean up after your mindful eating ritual and wash your hands with intention. You just listened to the post titled, A Mindful Eating Ritual by Melanie Schweder of abrighterwild.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Dr. Walter Willett, a famous nutrition researcher at Harvard University School of Public Health, once said the following about Americans' eating behaviors. We run up to the trough, consume our food in under 15 minutes, and then run away. Basically, he's saying we are not mindful, and it's almost as if we see food as the enemy. It's the thing that prevents us from reaching our weight loss goals. It's such a hassle. It's time-consuming to prep it. I'm never eating the right things. So let's just get this over as quickly as possible. Now, Dr. Dean Ornish would likely agree with these statements. Dr. Ornish is often attributed to the mindful eating movement. I was once asked here on the show about mindful eating resources that I could recommend. What I would say is look for articles authored by Dr. Ornish. In fact, here's what he thinks about diet and nutrition as a whole. Dr. Ornish was once quoted as saying, "How you eat is just as important as what you eat." And I think today's author, Melanie, would wholeheartedly agree with this statement. Now, does this mean we can never be distracted when we eat? Do we need to panic on those days when we're running late to an appointment and had to wolf down a cereal bar while driving? No, not at all. But if we can do just a little better and try to be more mindful, even for just one meal or even one snack each day, we're on the right track. If we can follow Melanie's mindful eating steps just once each day or just once this week, we just might make ourselves proud. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.